given the contestations around the constitution making process itself, contestations which have made it very necessary for SADC to accompany this process at every stage, it would have been wise and better for SADC to actually meet with not only the negotiators, but possibly the principals themselves to hammer hard and hammer home the point that it is necessary for the constitutional second or stakeholders conference not only to go on but to ensure that it is done in a very peaceful manner in order to take this process forward. So the decision to hold back until the second or stakeholders conference is like a wait and see approach, which may not yield the intended results and benefits, especially if ZANU-PF resorts to what they did in the first stakeholders conference, where all veterans and ZANU-PF supporters disrupted that process, although it later on proceeded.
How significant is the visit by Mr. Zuma's envoys to Harare at this juncture?
President Zuma's envoys are in Zimbabwe almost on a monthly basis. So their visits have almost become somewhat insignificant. It is important to up the stakes and get the facilitator himself into Zimbabwe to talk to the principals of the global political agreement. There's a follow-up to what came out of the Maputo summit.